Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, here we go again. Riots, recession, restrictions, all coming back again. With this administration, it seems like it's never ending, quite frankly. And we have so much to get to today, folks. I'm going to jump right into this. And let's start with a hot button issue, and that is the leaker that leaked out an opinion by the Supreme Court saying that Roe v. Wade should be repealed. Now, first off, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, pro-choice, pro-life, somewhere in the middle, you're being lied to. So let me explain how you're being lied to. Number one, this was an opinion that was drafted up, been sitting in the Supreme Court since February. There's no action taking on this. It looks likely there might be, but there isn't. That's number one. Number two, all this does is say it is not your constitutional right to get an abortion. The states will now be allowed to decide, which theoretically is just putting the decision in the hands of the people who vote. The Supreme Court saying Roe v. Wade is repealed does not mean New York, you can't have an abortion anymore. You're always going to be able to have an abortion in New York and California and all those places. Trust me. But what it does mean is people of a certain state get to vote for the judges who make those laws for their own states. So if one state's more conservative and says, well, in certain conditions, yes, it's legal, you know, rape, incest, life of the mother, certain circumstances, we're okay with it, then they get to do that. If some whack job in California says you can actually give birth to the child and throw it away, well, okay, I guess that's what it is in that state. If you don't like it, then you leave. Nobody's trying to take away anyone's right. If anything, they're trying to protect the rights of a potential life, of a child. I mean, I think it's about time in this country we had a really very serious debate on when life begins. And this country needs to make a decision and say, well, this is the official decision. Because all of this nonsense of, oh, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing, everybody's just speculating. It's gotten to the point of absurdity. It's gotten to the point where in Virginia there's a doctor that says, I can actually deliver the baby, make sure the baby's comfortable, and then have a conversation with the mother on whether she wants me to get rid of it. Whoa, are you kidding me? A baby's delivered. And I've heard all the, well, once it's able to live on its own, well, it's not able to live on its own. It's not able to live on its own 2, 3, 5 days, 2 weeks after it's been born. If you don't give it any care, it's going to die. So, unfortunately, that goes out the window. And I'm so sick of hearing it's a woman's right. It's not a woman's right. It's not a woman's right to kill something. Now, I'm not necessarily anti-abortion. There are cases where it probably is justified. But geez, how far do you want to take this? The left want it to be, are you one of us? Yes, I am. Have you had an abortion yet? Not yet. Well, then you're not one of us. Until you've had at least two, you're not one of us. It's almost like a gang initiation. You got to kill two babies before you can be a part of the liberal society. Are you crazy? This is a horrible, terrible decision that has to be made. And yes, there are times when there are, you know, I understand there are girls way too young to have a child. There are circumstances that are just horrible. Extenuating circumstances happen. But then you don't lie to the person. You tell them what you're about to do is a very serious thing that should never, ever, ever have occurred to begin with. But since it has, let's make sure it doesn't occur again. Take some personal responsibility. It was your body, your choice, when you decided to have sex. But you've created something else. You know, it's the landlord's building. And if he wants to paint it pink, he can paint it pink. But he can't burn it down with his tenants in it. Just because you're the host of something doesn't mean it's not alive. So the location has very little to do with it. But we could argue this all day. And I understand there are some people who are very pro-choice, some people who are very pro-life, very, very strictly on both sides. Some people think right up until an hour before the child is born, it's perfectly fine to abort it. Some people think the second the egg is fertilized, that's it. But what I'm saying is this. Laws should be made state by state. I don't see a constitutional right to this. Let the states make the laws. States make a lot of other laws. There's a lot of states that have different laws of when the age of consent is. I don't see everybody saying, oh, it's outrageous, it's terrible. Well, if you disagree with it, you don't have to do it. Or you, if you're in a state, your particular abortion is not going to be recognized, and go to a different state and have the abortion. No one's taking that right away. You would think that they were taking the right away to breathe. Oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Well, here's how you're being lied to. Number one, the Supreme Court said nothing about this yet. We don't even know what the Supreme Court's going to do. It was just an opinion that was drawn up. The reason you're hearing about it now is the midterms are coming up and the Democrats know they are going to get shellacked. They also know that there are a decent amount of Republicans who are moderately pro-choice. So they figure, well, if we scare enough moderate Republicans and independents into thinking these evil, terrible Republicans are going to say, even if you're going to die during childbirth, even if you were brutally gang raped in the middle of an alley, you're having that baby. No one's saying that. You're just being stupid. No one's saying that. And if they are, they're extremist, crazy people. But I don't hear anybody saying that. You're saying it because you want to scare the voter base. You're saying it because you think you're going to get a shellacking in November, and you think this could offset it. So all you're going to hear from now till November is, if you vote for a Republican, you're taking a woman's right away. At some point, folks, regardless of whether you're pro-choice or you're pro-life, there's got to be a decision made on when that fetus is actually a living being, because a living being has rights. Its location doesn't matter. I don't lose my rights because I move out of my house. So at some point, a living thing has rights. Even a dog and a cat has rights. You can't go killing them indiscriminately. So if it's a living thing, it is protected with rights. And one of the rights is you can't kill it. Now, I've told you my personal opinion. There is no reason in the world for a heart to beat except to sustain life. So when a heart begins to beat, that means something is alive. And if you stop the heart from beating, obviously you've killed it. Now, accepting that, I still say in circumstances, there are probably circumstances where abortion is the best solution. But abortion should be legal but rare. Guess who said that? Guess who said abortion should be legal but rare? How about Bill Clinton? that horrible, evil, terrible Nazi right-wing activist. You know, the one whose wife you want to be the president of the United States. Abortion should be legal, but rare. Because most people fall in the middle. Most people will say, you know, there are extenuating circumstances, I understand, but it shouldn't be used as birth control, and it shouldn't be used when you're 8 months and 3 weeks. So, folks, all of these riots you see, look, the news hadn't even hit, and there are people with professionally made signs rioting. You think this wasn't planned? Oh, no, people just got together in 18 minutes, right? One person makes a phone call, and all of a sudden everybody's storming everywhere with signs that were professionally made and probably took, a few days to do. This was planned. It was planned to try to sway the voters during the midterms. Period. So now we're going to get riots. We're going to get riots. And guess what the rioters are going to be? The rioters are saying, we'll burn down the Capitol building. Oh, I wonder if you're going to be called insurrectionists or you're going to be called freedom fighters. You're only fighting for a woman's rights. I bet you I know. That's what we're going to get, folks. That's exactly what we're going to get. We're going to get riots right up until November now. Maybe the Supreme Court will turn tail and run. I say it's a wonderful decision. Roe versus Wade was a horrible law, and to be perfectly honest, it doesn't stand up. Let the states decide for themselves. What's wrong with that? You as a voter, you have a say. No one elected any of these judges in the Supreme Court. They were nominated. We didn't vote on them. Why should they have a say on that at all? And that's kind of what they're saying. They're just saying, look, we're not elected officials. Let the people decide. They can decide with their vote. New York can decide with their vote. Virginia can decide with their vote. Texas can decide with their vote what's best for them individually. We don't have to make that decision because you didn't vote for us. What's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that. Now let's get on to the recession, because man, by the way, I should say before I start with the recession, Joe Biden does it again and says, oh, these ultra-mega people are the worst terrorists, the most deadly group, they're the biggest threat. We're the biggest threat? If we're the biggest threat, then please explain to me why every single person that Donald Trump endorsed basically won in their primaries. Perhaps there are more of us than you think. Perhaps we're the majority, Joe. And maybe you're the biggest threat. Because the way I see this, the country is going downhill. The country is not booming. The country is not doing well. Any idiot who looks out their window and says the country's doing better than it was under Trump, you are crazy. It's not the truth. Or you can say it's the truth. I can say I saw a purple dinosaur in my front lawn. Doesn't mean it's the truth. You're delusional. The country's falling apart. And it's due to their leadership. It's not due to Putin. It's not due to COVID. It's due to liberals and their ridiculous policies that's destroying this country. Well, but the people who see this and say we don't want this, we're the worst. We're terrible. We're worse than the Nazis, for God's sake. You'll see MSNBC, CNN, all of these people just 24/7, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. Reach across the aisle, all you brave women. Reject the Republicans. You're being brainwashed. It's a trick. Nothing's going to stop you from getting your abortion if you want one. That's half the reason that I am pro-choice, because I don't think it's going to stop. You can make every abortion illegal tomorrow. People are still going to get them. It's the same argument the Republicans make on guns. Well, if you make all the guns illegal, no one will have one. Incorrect. People will still get them. Well, it's the same thing with abortion. People will still get them. I would rather some strict laws be made, some decisions be made state by state, and you say, this is the way our constituents, the people of our state, feel. That's all. Let it go state by state. I may not like the result, but I'll live with it if that's what the majority want. I'll live with it. I don't have to agree with it. I don't agree with every law. But I got to live with them. Anyway, here we go with this recession. I warned you all it was going to happen. I had people call me every name in the book. Some I didn't even know what it was. I had to look it up. Because I said, gas prices are going to go right back up. This is very, very temporary. Oh, of course. You have to say that. You don't want to give Biden any credit. The man has lowered gas prices by a whole dime. Some places 15 cents. He's a king. He's a hero. And you don't want to acknowledge he's a hero. I told you, this is temporary. They released a little bit of the reserve. It lowered the price of oil for a little while, and it's going to go right back up. It's going to go higher than ever. And what's happening right now, folks? Have you checked the price of diesel? Some places it's $8, $9 a gallon. Guess what happens when the price of diesel goes up? Every single trucker who has to take all of your goods that you want to buy to the supermarkets and to the stores, they have to raise their prices because it's costing more to deliver it. So now your crap that was $1 is $1.50. Your crap that was $5 is $6. And you think to yourself, it's only $1, it's only 50 cents, but you buy 300 or 400 things a week. And pretty soon you say, where the hell did my paycheck go? I'll tell you where it went. It went in your gas tank, and it went to the necessities that you need to live. So now that you look at your wallet and you say, Jesus, I don't have much money. I went grocery shopping. I filled up my tank. I paid my electric bill. And this is what I got left over. I guess I'm not going to see that movie this week. I guess I'm not going to a restaurant to eat this week. Guess what happens? The movie theater says, gee, not many people are here. Maybe we don't need so many people working here. The restaurant says, gee, we were very slow tonight. Maybe we don't need 3 or 4 waitresses. Maybe we can get away with just 2. And then you're on your way to a recession. I can't make this any clearer. I just don't know. For people who literally say, I don't see it that way, well, then I don't know. I can show you an orange, and if you tell me it's a pineapple, then I guess you think it's a pineapple. But it's an orange. And I'm telling you right now, we are heading for a recession, and it's not going to be pretty. In the meantime, something that's totally slid under the radar in the news is that apparently there's been a coincidental rash of meatpacking facilities and meat plants catching on fire. They're just spontaneously combusting all over. I'm not talking about 2 or 3. How would you like to say about a dozen, if not maybe more than a dozen? More than a dozen meatpacking plants have just simultaneously caught on fire? Wow. How terribly coincidental. I wonder what that'll do to the price of meat. Do you think that might drive the price of meat up? Nah. Do you think the cost of diesel, so they have to deliver the meat, you think that'll drive the prices of meat up? Nah. And what are the liberals saying about that? You know, lentils are very good for you. You know, you shouldn't be eating all that meat anyway. What happened to my body, my choice? It's only okay if you want to kill a baby, right? Then it's your body, your choice. If I want to eat a cheeseburger, you're going to tell me I should have a lentil. Because it's better for you. I don't care. I've had it with this. Everywhere you look, the damn country's falling apart, and you got a bunch of brain-dead zombies stumbling around saying, Biden is great. The hell happened to you? Put the sunglasses on and wake up. It's so ironic you call yourself the woke. You are asleep. I wish you were woke. The reason I'm mad is I know how bad this is going to get. And guess what? For all you people out there saying, yeah, I can afford it. You're right. It's probably not going to hurt me all that bad. If I want to have a cheeseburger, I'll still get a cheeseburger. If I want to buy myself a roast beef, I'll get a roast beef. Okay, it'll be $35, but I'll still get it if I want it. If I want to go out to eat, I'll go out to eat. But guess what? I care about the people who say, I really can't do that. And I know a lot of people like that. I know people who say, well, at the end of the week, you know, I had about $100 that I could blow. So if I went to a movie, took family out to eat, or my girlfriend out to eat, still had $30-$40 left over, $20 left over, maybe I'll buy myself a pair of jeans or something. They don't have it left over anymore, folks. They don't have it. They pay their bills, and I got $8. What are you going to do with $8? Oh, I know. Get 3 jobs. That's not the answer, right? You're taking jobs away from people who are crossing the border. They need to work. How dare you have 3 jobs? You just make do with your 1 job, so all of these people who came over illegally can take yours. This country's in big trouble. And in the meantime, we now have a disinformation czar. The Department of Disinformation. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. You got a woman who is so ridiculously out of touch with the world that she's literally on like a YouTube video singing. And she's going to be in charge of what is and is not disinformation. This a woman who said Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real. This a woman who said the Russian propaganda dossier was 100% accurate. She's insane. This is what the Nazis did. Had a disinformation bureau. And then they say, oh, it's not going to target any Americans. It's just going to target those evil Russians. And it's going to target the Chinese who are expertly manipulating us with their propaganda. Yeah, but then you're going to say everything's Russian propaganda, just like you did Hunter Biden's laptop. Very likely swayed an election. You very likely swayed an election using disinformation, and now you want to be the people in charge of disinformation? That doesn't sound like a good idea to me at all. Not at all. Anyway, folks, then comes the regulations. We saw this writer's banquet, right? The White House has their big festival where everybody gets up and acts like a stand-up comedian. By the way, did you see how much Joe Biden was laughing at the pain of other people? The comedians was like, yeah, you know, I don't know how they say you haven't accomplished anything. The highest inflation, the highest this, the highest that, the highest this. Joe Biden, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, people are starving. Yeah, we're having a good time. Pass the prime rib. You notice he didn't laugh when Hunter was brought up, though. That wasn't funny. Wasn't funny that he brought up his son. People who can't eat, that's funny. You bring up my son, who's paying hookers $50,000 for a weekend of snorting cocaine off their backside, that's not funny. So they had no masks. And when they were questioned about it, they said, well, it's a very big ballroom. Yeah, people sitting shoulder to shoulder. That would be called a super spreader not that long ago. Meanwhile, if you're on an airplane that has a ventilation system that makes it 50 times safer than any building, you should be wearing a mask. And when the courts ruled it was unconstitutional for the CDC, they had a fit and said they're going to sue them. We want those masks back on. Here comes another wave of COVID. It's running rampant. Dr. Fauci says the quiet part out loud and says, yeah, the pandemic's over. Then somebody calls his cell phone and says, excuse me, you will retract that immediately? And the very next interview, he says, I misspoke. No, the pandemic is still very much here. Well, boy, that's a very different opinion to have in 24 hours. You went from the pandemic is over to the pandemic is very much here in 24 hours, huh? And you're going to expect the American people to believe that you weren't coerced into saying that. If you really don't know to that degree, get the hell off my TV and stop telling me what to do. Talk about misinformation. The pandemic is over. Next week, not next week, next day. The pandemic is very much still with us. You worthless piece of garbage. You're a political pawn. I'm not listening to anything you say. I wouldn't take your word for it's a nice day out. But there's going to be more restrictions. You wait and see. There's going to be an unusual strain coming along right about the time you need to go vote. And it would be much better if you just mailed in your ballots 3.5 weeks ahead of time. So if we don't like who you voted for, we can switch it. That would be much more convenient. They may as well just come right out and say it. I'm waiting for them to just come right out and say, if you could just mail in your ballots like 6 weeks ahead of time, that gives us much more opportunity to change it if we don't like the way you voted. I'm waiting for them to say that. Because that's what they really mean. They don't want you coming to the polls. You'll get COVID and die if you come to the polls. And then I hear people saying, I'm so sick. This is the one that's really getting me. I'm so sick of the right wing saying, it's my body, my choice when it comes to taking the vaccine, but it's not your body, your choice when it comes to abortion. Well, that's an argument that a third grader makes. They're apples and oranges. So you're equating taking an eight-month-old child who is, his heart is fully beating and can feel pain, and breaking its neck inside the womb, hauling it out of the womb and throwing it in a trash can. You're equating that with someone saying, I don't trust this vaccine because the government says it's safe, because I don't trust the government. And they haven't had time to study the long-term effects of it. That's what you're equating that with. Read a book. Maybe two. Because if that's your real feeling, you're dumb as a brick. There is no comparison between the two. But if you wanted to make that comparison, hell, I'll flip it on you. So it's your body, your choice when it comes to abortion, but it's not your body, your choice when it comes to injecting yourself with a chemical? See, I can just reverse your argument. That's why it's juvenile. It's a juvenile argument made by people who really don't have a lot of savvy when it comes to this stuff. But we're going to get these restrictions again. You wait and see. This is where we're at now as a country. If the current regime does not agree with your ideology or your political thought, you are a terrorist. You're not an opposing party. You're not an opposing viewpoint. You're a terrorist. Now, I've just heard Mayorkas testify. I don't know how many illegals are coming in. You don't? It's your job. How many of them were tested for COVID? I really don't know. How many were criminals? How many had rap sheet? I really don't know. No, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. What he thinks is good for the country is, at a time when you're being told, oh, the pandemic's still very much active, let's let a whole bunch of people from other countries untested flood every part of the city, of every city in the United States, every state. Let's just let them flood. Let's not test them. You think that's a wise choice? At a time when we're saying, well, we're in a horrible recession and money is going to be tight, let's let more people in that have to rely on government assistance. so we can take more taxes from people, so you even have less money in your pocket. You see, the Democrats never understand that it trickles downhill. And when I say it, I left out the S and the H. You see, what ends up happening, folks, is this. Yeah, maybe you're rich. But you know how the rich stay rich? They don't blow their money. So that rich guy says, maybe I'm not going to buy that brand new Escalade this year. Maybe I'll buy a cheaper car. Maybe I just won't buy a car. My last year's Escalade is fine. I'll save my money. Money might get a little tight. And I still want to be a big wheel. So I'll just hold on to what I got. Okay, well, the people working that factory, they're not rich. And now they say, well, we're not selling as many. We don't need as many people. Then that guy goes home and says, well, I got laid off or my hours got cut, so we're not going to be able to go on our vacation. Then the people who work at the hotel say, not many people are coming on vacation. I guess we can lay off some staff. It trickles downhill. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you that the recession isn't hurting me all that bad, but it's hurting other people all that bad that I might be involved with because I am not going to waste my money. Under the Trump administration, I could say, hey, man, I got all this leftover money at the end of the week. I think maybe I'll just go to a store and buy myself, I don't know, some frivolous things, some memorabilia. So maybe I'll go out to eat three times this week. Instead, now I say to myself, well, you know, I'll go out once a week and to eat, and I can make stuff at home here. Oh, well, then there's a restaurant that doesn't see me two times a week. And their waitress says, gee, I wonder where that guy was that left a nice tip. And the owner says, gee, I wonder where the customers are. Maybe I don't need this many waitresses. It affects everyone. Can you not get that through your head that just because it doesn't affect you all that much and you're still going to be rolling in your money, that it affects other people? But you don't care because you're ideologues and you don't care if people have to suffer as long as you get what you want. Well, guess what? This is not the United States of the Liberal Party. This is the United States of America, and we count too. And when we look at you, we see the terrorists because we see the country going downhill. And you'd see it too if you weren't brainwashed lemmings heading for the ocean. But instead, we get rocket scientists saying, I think Biden's doing an excellent job. His job, the approval rating, it's terrible. Okay, it's terrible, but jobs are, you know, unemployment's not bad. Yeah, unemployment's not bad because they're letting people go back to work after you cut up a zillion jobs due to COVID. Then you got people say, oh, you know, if you don't take a vaccine and it's your body, your choice, then I guess you can't say a woman can't get an abortion. It's apples and oranges. It's apples and oranges. You know what that's like saying? Well, I guess if you want to eat a cheeseburger, you can't say nothing about somebody mainline heroin addict because it's his body, his choice. Wrong! It's illegal. It's not illegal to have a cheeseburger. Maybe it'll kill me eventually, but it's not illegal. You always ask these pro-lifers, these pro-choicers, one question. When does life begin? Just give me a day. I'm willing to go with you. Give me a day. Give me a month. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 1 hour before birth, when? When they're out of the womb? Well, when they're out of the womb, that doesn't make sense because I always hear when they can live on their own. Well, a 2 months old can't live on their own. If you just drop a 2 month off on the side of the road, it ain't fending for itself. Well, when it can live without medical procedure or any kind of medical help. Well, there are people who have pacemakers. They can't live without medical help or medical procedure. It's okay to kill them? Just give me a day. That's all I want to know is when you think the child inside the woman is more than just the woman's body and it actually becomes a separate body inhabiting the woman's body? That's what I want to know. When is that day? I'm willing to go along with whatever the majority says, but I want to know what it is. Because when you ask people, you get 475,000 different answers. And that's no, you can't have something like that. We have to come up with something that's pretty much universally saying, that's like saying, well, when do you think a kid should drive? I think 11. I think 35. Okay, well, both seem a little extreme. So can we talk about this? Can we figure out when it would be that likely that we should allow somebody to drive? Does that child legitimately become covered with human rights of their own? Tell me. I don't know the answer. I'm not saying I know the answer. I'm asking you, when? You tell me. And maybe we can all universally agree on something. But I can tell you this. It doesn't make any sense to me that you can kill a child 2 days before it comes out of the womb. But on the third day, that would be murder. Does that make sense? I don't think it does. Here's another thing that doesn't make sense. Gas going back up, inflation reaching all kinds of new highs, recession looming. Even experts in the Democratic Party are saying we are going to hit the shitter really soon. And all that needs to be done is for Joe Biden to say, we're going back to Trump's policies on drilling until we can get this gas down. Because this is killing your average family. If we can get it back down to $2 a gallon, that's going to put a lot more money in their pockets at the end of the week, and we're just going to have to do it. Yes, we think it's not good for the environment. Yes, we think it contributes to climate change, but we are in dark times. Isn't that what they said about COVID? Well, we have to use extreme measures. We're in dark times. Okay, we're in dark times now. So use extreme measures. Reopen everything that Trump had, knock the gas back down to $2 a gallon, and you will see the economy start to shift. And you will see people start to relax. You're not doing it. And the reason you're not doing it is you never wanted to do it. The Green New Deal, when it was first proposed, looked like a joke. Nobody can eat meat, and there won't be any traveling, and you'll have to use electric cars, and there's no gasoline, and there's no fracking, and you'll all be vegan. And we said, yeah. Well, who wrote this? A third grader? And then all of a sudden, COVID comes along, and every single thing that COVID makes you not do is right along lines with the Green New Deal. And now we got meat packing plants burning. Now we have the price of meat so high people can't afford it. The price of gas so high people can't afford to travel. Gee, you'd think it was done on purpose. You'd think it was done on purpose. And just before, and some of them are starting. I mean, the Ohio elections primaries happened. Time. That's when they're going to release this. Guess what we found out about the Supreme Court? Something that's been sitting there since February. This is May. No one's made a ruling. So you're doing this to try to gain political power. And speaking of political power, folks, J.D. Vance wins the primary in Ohio after being in third place. You know why? He wins the primary after being in third place because Trump endorsed him. So for all of those people saying Donald Trump is dead in the water, nobody's going to Donald Trump, he doesn't have any power, he doesn't have any anything, wrong. Completely wrong. Everybody he endorses suddenly rises to the top and they win their primary. Amazing. But everyone hates him, though. He's very unpopular. Meanwhile, the man who got 81 million votes has a 33% approval rating. It's unbelievable. Let me go to the phones for a minute. Caller, what's your thoughts on any of these topics?
Oh, boy, where do I begin? Well, first of all, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, really, really burnt my ass, considering that, yeah, we're all the little people that are suffering from the gas prices going up and inflation and everything that Trevor Noah, the unfunniest person in the world, about as funny as Jokic, to be understood, if you want to understand that. And Joe Biden laughs at it. Because do you think he gives a crap what gas costs or what a loaf of bread costs? No. He's a bumbling, senile old idiot that was installed like a toilet. He wasn't elected. And you got the czar of misinformation. She's like a five-year-old. You gave her a lollipop. You gave a five-year-old a lollipop, and now she's queen of everything. I don't think so.
Here's the thing. I don't want somebody telling me what misinformation is that's been wrong twice. And I also don't want them on TikTok doing a song. I'm going to sing a song like a little 11-year-old. I think you need a mental evaluation. I don't know how old she is, but you're not 11. Yeah, you know the last people who had these misinformation bureaus, right? The Department of Misinformation. That's the Nazis, Tom. Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get you back. We thought we lost the phone line here for a second. Go ahead.
The Nazis had a misinformation agency, didn't they? Yeah. They had to go back to they had to borrow from European countries. Didn't you hear them say that? They had to borrow from European countries? Really? What European country would that be? Would that be Nazi Germany?
Yeah.
Would that be China? Would that be Russia?
Yeah, so we're in a situation now, folks, where the tide is beginning to turn. The country is turning against these ridiculous policies. They're starting to put people in or at least try to nominate people to run who are more in line with common sense. However, if you think for 1 minute that the Democrats are going to go quietly into that sunset, you're very sadly mistaken. They're going to try every trick in the book to make this November at least not as bad a shellacking as they're anticipating. One Democrat had said in a email that was later published, it's going to be a massacre. A massacre. They're talking about losing the House by literally like a third Democratic. Now, the Senate, not so much, because most of the seats that are coming up is actually Republican seats anyway, but there are some Democrat seats. We'll gain 3 or 4 and have the majority on that too. But they are so worried about this. Do you think they're not going to stoop to whatever level they can? They've already done it. Since when have you ever heard a leak on an opinion from the Supreme Court of the United States? That's treason. And guess what he's being called on The View? Whoever leaked this is a hero. They are a hero. But when Hillary Clinton's emails got leaked and Julian Assange leaked some things, he needs to flee to another country because he should be executed. See how that works? If you agree with them, they're a hero. If you disagree with them, they are a terrorist who needs dealing with. That's fascism. That's total fascism. I disagree 100% with this commission of this administration of misinformation. I don't suggest that this woman be thrown in prison. I don't suggest she's a terrorist. She's a nut, she's a radical, and she wouldn't know the truth if it bit her in the ass. But I wouldn't throw her in jail. I wouldn't throw her in prison. See, it's the left who's always doing that. Oh, they disagree with us? Throw them in prison. Get out the gulags. They must pay. And yet you're the party that says we're the party of inclusiveness, of diversity of everything except thought, apparently. Because if you think different, then no, then you're going to the gulag. Folks, here is the bad news. I don't like to get on the show and give you all the bad news, but somebody better, because at least you can prepare yourself. Here's the bad news. I don't know what your gas is now, because I don't know what state you're listening, or even country you're listening to me on. However, whatever it is now, put another dollar on it. That would be a safe bet. I don't know how much you're paying for your goods and groceries now, but put about 25% more on it. That would be a safe bet. And there you have it. So when your pizza pie that your family looks forward to getting on a Friday night and you sit around the table with your kids and all enjoy your pizza goes from $16 to $22, and you say, I'm not paying $22 for 8 slices of pizza, we're just going to eat, you know, something else. Well, okay. That's fine. When you say, well, we got a choice. We can fill the car up this week or we can go to the movies and walk. Okay. You think that's all helping the economy? And you still have boneheads in the Biden administration saying high prices are actually good for the economy. Good for the economy. Please explain your twisted logic to me. If people are buying less because they can't afford it, how is that a positive thing for the economy? Now, some people are rightfully pointing out, well, travel hasn't cut down since gas went up. That means people can afford it. Yes. You know why? Because people have been cooped up with this COVID nonsense for so long that when they finally got some freedom, they said, I don't care if it's $100 a gallon. I am not staying locked in my house anymore. But eventually, their wallets are going to tell them differently. Eventually, they're going to say, well, I'd love to, but I can't. And what's the first things you cut out? You know, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice right now understands very clearly whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, liberal or conservative, or somewhere in between. The first thing you cut out when money gets tight are the non-essentials. I don't need to go to the movies. I don't need a new pair of shoes. I don't need to go out to eat. I don't need to buy sports-related stuff or go to a game, buy a ticket to go to a game and watch it on TV. I don't need to order online from eBay or Amazon that whatever you want, that new jacket or that pair of boots or some sort of a memorabilia. I'll just live without it. Maybe I won't buy that book. And then the bookstores suffer. And then the restaurants suffer. And then the eBay sellers suffer. And then the Amazon sellers suffer. And then everybody suffers together. And we're all in it kumbaya. And at the end of the day, guess who survives it with not that much problem? Billionaires. Millionaires. You know, the ones that the Democrats claim to hate. The ones that the Democrats say, oh, multimillionaires and billionaires should never, ever, ever be able to control a social media site like Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter. That's a terrible thing for democracy. But it was okay when Mark Zuckerberg did it. It's okay when Mark Zuckerberg $475 million illegally into a campaign, breaking every law in the book. That's okay. It's okay that Jeff Bezos owns all kinds of networks and things. That's okay. It's only when Elon Musk does it, because Elon Musk isn't lockstep into their ideology. So he's an evil man. An evil man can't do that. A righteous, wonderful man like Mark Zuckerberg, who randomly decides I'm going to break the laws of the election, he's okay. He can own everything. Jeff Bezos, he can own everything. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that, right? Only Elon. Interesting. And here's Elon Musk, who's making the electric cars. He has every reason to want to push for electric to replace gasoline. And even he is saying, yeah, we're not ready for it. At some point in time, we'll be ready for it. It's not now. Oh, they can't have that. It's got to be now. And the reason it has to be now is because they're not going to be in power. The American people are not going to fall for this. I truly and honestly believe it. Some will because, you know them. You know the people that you can't talk to. You know the people that you say, Jesus, gas is getting really high. You know, don't you think Biden should do something about it? Trump is a rapist. Trump killed people. Trump is an evil Martian from outer space. Yeah, we know those people. They have a nervous breakdown if you confront them with anything that Biden did, or they just deny it. No, he didn't. No. Gas is still $2 a gallon. Oh, look, it says $4. That's a mistake. They don't live in reality. So you're not going to be able to argue with those people. They don't live in reality. They live in a fantasy, delusional land where everything is sunshine and lollipops. But it's not sunshine and lollipops outside my window, folks. You have Russia literally saying, we will wipe the UK off the map with nuclear weapons, because that's the only way they could do it. Now, they may not have come right out and said, we're going to drop a nuke on them, but when they say we will eradicate them from the face of the earth, well, you're not going to do that with your troops. You couldn't beat the Ukrainians. You sure as hell not beating the UK army unless you drop a nuke on them. But you see, this was planned a long time ago, folks. We're going to do this on another show, but I promise you we are going to do it. Joe Biden and the liberals wanted this war for a lot of reasons. They encouraged this war for a lot of reasons. And we are at war. Nancy Pelosi and several other of her constituents, or whatever you want to call them, including Adam Schiff, went to the Ukraine and said, we will not surrender. We will not give up until the Ukraine wins. We? So we're in it then. We're in the war. They want a war with Russia. They've always wanted a war with Russia ever since Donald Trump won the election, because they wrongly think that Donald Trump somehow stole the election because of Russia. So they wanted this. They got a boogeyman to blame everything on now in Putin. Oh, if you're paying more for your gas and your fertilizer and your meat and your produce, it's Putin. It's not me. It's not good old Joe from Scranton. Except it is, because good old Joe from Scranton was right in on this. Let's start a war. Let's remove Putin from power, which is great. I don't want Putin in power, but it's not our business to do it. And there are other ways to do it except allow a war in the Ukraine, which was easily preventable. We ask ourselves a million times on this show, why didn't you send the weapons before they invaded? You knew they were invading. The answer is, we didn't want them to stop. That's why. Why don't you simply open up the gas pump oil drilling, since you know the gas is so high? Because we don't want it to go down. Why don't you close the borders if there's a problem with illegal immigrants? Because we don't want to close the borders. We want the illegal immigrants. Don't you realize by now that everything that's happening, they want to happen? This is not by chance. The country falling apart here is not by chance. This is called destroying before rebuilding. You can't build a house until you knock it down, right? If I want a new house built on my land, I don't build it around it. I knock the house down and start from the foundation up, right? Well, that's what they're doing. Let's knock the old house down and build a new one. And you're going to suffer for it. And I don't want to tell you what's going to be happening in July and August. It's going to be some bad months. But I will tell you this, because I want everybody to be safe and not be too affected by this. If you can afford to, bun some food right now. If you have the opportunity, plant a garden, do whatever you need to do. Because even though you might be able to still afford the groceries, and even though there may still be enough on the shelves to satisfy you, depending on where you live, it's going to be a hardship. Just because you can do it doesn't mean it's going to be pleasant. I can go pay $35 for a roast beef. I don't like doing it when I was paying $16. So it's about time to start taking some provisions, because this is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. If you got a great big gas guzzling vehicle now, you got a problem. You got a major problem. If you're commuting back and forth hundreds of miles to work, you got a major problem. And unfortunately, I don't see the end in sight. Even in November, that's fine. You know, we may take control of the House and the Senate, but there's such a thing as executive orders, which Joe Biden has shown he's not opposed to doing time and time and time and time again. And unfortunately, folks, like I've said before, we have some Republicans who are Republicans in name only and have been disguising themselves for a long time as our allies when they are really in bed with the other side. So I don't trust them either. That's why I'm telling you ahead of time, stock up a little bit. Save a little money. Keep a little bit on the side, whatever you got to do. Because things could get really bad before the midterms, really bad. And I don't want to see anybody caught off guard. I don't want to see people walk into a store one day with $200 and saying, I guess I can buy groceries for the week for my family, and say, oh my God, this isn't going to last me a week, anywhere near a week. We're the United States of America. We shouldn't have to eat SpaghettiOs out of a can because we can't afford anything else. We should not have to pay $5 and $6 and $7 for gasoline so we can get to work, only to have the government take half of our money to give it to causes we don't even believe in. But it's happening, and it's happening right now. You're going to see riots in the streets because of this hoped-up, ridiculous abortion thing that hasn't even gone into law yet. You're going to see a recession like you cannot believe, and you're going to see restrictions come back because that's what this administration wants. I hope you're prepared.